This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
You're listening to AvWeb's extended coverage of AOPA Expo from San Jose, California. We're at the Aircraft Spruce and Specialty booth, and we're with Ryan Deck. Ryan, it's no secret that when an owner plans an upgrade in a panel, one of the difficult things is to locate all the equipment in that new panel, find a space for it, and then figure out how much it costs and determine whether or not you can afford it. So you've developed an interesting software package that does this and works quite nicely with the Aircraft Spruce inventory. Tell us about that.
Well, what we've done is building a panel can be quite daunting sometimes. And what we've done is instead of going through website after website, getting your data, we've tried to compile all the parts that we have at our Aircraft Spruce, all in inventory, and allow the pilot to simply select that through drop-down menus. It's our Aircraft Spruce panel builder, and it's for certified and for experimental customers. And so what we've done is it allows you to sort based on instruments or avionics, and then different categories. And then shows what instruments or avionics that is, gives the marketing memos on all those units, and then allows you to add to, instead of adding to your cart, it's adding to your panel, and then you kind of build your panel list. And then from there, that's kind of the dollar amount, so you can get actually a quick quote. But then also then we allow you to visualize it. What we do is we offer the Panel Planner J software. It's around $250, and so you order it at the beginning of your, as you're starting to search through it. And I'll talk about it a little bit more in the podcast. But then with a purchase of $7,500 of avionics, we'll credit you back. So you actually get to visualize your software for free just through using our site.
Now, as you explain this, there are actually a number of panel templates in there, various types of aircraft, fairly large number of aircraft.
We're looking at about over 300 at least.
So you can call up the template that you want, and you can start pulling the units that you want to place into the panel, correct?
I personally, I get a lot of RV people asking me, but at the same time, I fly a Blanca Super Viking. So it was neat to see that. I pulled up that, and sure, look, there's my Blanca panel. And then I can visualize, okay, I know where everything is, and I can save it as what my current panel is, and then if I want to add instruments, save it as another template.
Does the software take into account the depth and obstructions you might run into behind the panel?
Correct, it does. What happens is they have known instruments. I think it's over 1,300 instruments that are already on there. And in that, it's going to give you weight, amps, and then your measurements, both behind the panel and so forth. So, and then if you have to add a panel or add an instrument or avionics piece that's not there, it allows you to get those instruments and so forth, or those dimensions, I guess, to put it on.
And what is the output of the program? Does it produce prints for drawings or a list of equipment? How does that work?
Yeah, at the very end, you can do kind of a summary of an equipment, and it's telling you your total weight, amps, and so forth, and kind of puts it together. You can also print in a JPEG format your picture, or you can also then do cutout with the actual cutout, you know, with all the black holes and kind of what those sizes are.
And what sort of hardware is required to run this program?
You know what? The minimum requirements are on our website. When you go down, and I apologize, I don't have the exact requirements, but it's a CD. You load it on your computer, and then once you have
a PC only, though?
You know what? They do have a Mac site also. So there is a PC CD and a Mac CD, and we can carry both.
Okay. And tell us how readers and viewers can find that.
They're just going to go on to aircraftspruce.com. And then under on our main page, it should be Panel Planner, or it's on the left side under our quick link. Just go to Panel Planner, and all the information on how to go from there is there.
Okay, thanks very much for the update, Ryan.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Ryan Deck of Aircraft Spruce and Specialty. This is Paul Bertarelli, extended coverage from AOPA Expo Show at San Jose, California. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.